KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local, presents The On-Air Chat. And now, here are your hosts, Aaron Harder and Ron Thomas.
And welcome to The On-Air Chat. Ron Thomas hosting here this morning. Aaron Harder will be back next week after his tour across the pond. Should be interesting to hear what kind of a time he has had overseas, but glad to be here this morning hosting the On-Air Chat, brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction, 342-5001. Well, you've been hearing about another huge event coming to Emporia, and this is from the disc golf world, and we talk about disc golf here, and we immediately, thoughts turn to Dynamic Disc, as we're getting set to host the PDGA Masters Disc Golf 2024 World Championships. And we're very pleased to be joined by David Hine. David is the CEO of Dynamic Disc Incorporated and the general manager of the House of Discs. And David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me, and great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. This is your first trip up here.
And, it is.
And boy, it's about time we got to talk to you.
I agree.
You've been here, what, about a year now?
Just under a year. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Unbelievable experience for the last almost 11 months now in Emporia. Really excited to be here and the opportunity to talk to your listeners today about all the things going on and over the next week and a half.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll get take a deep dive into the Disc Golf World Championships hosted by Dynamic Discs here in town. And first, let's learn a little bit about David Hine and where you came from. You mentioned you've been here for just about a year now. So how did David Hine arrive at Dynamic Discs? And David, where'd you come from?
So most recently, lived up in Seattle, Washington for the last 2.5 years, came from there. I was the general manager of a company called Outdoor Research up there, very high-end technical outerwear company. Was there for a couple years. Great place to live, just an unbelievable, beautiful place. They call it the Emerald State for a reason. Before that, we were down in – the family was down in Orange County, California, at a company called 511 Tactical. So was there a little over a decade, about 12 years. Orange County, California, beautiful place to live. I've always said the great thing about Orange County was you were always close to just about everything. You could be skiing one afternoon or you could be on the beach in the same afternoon. But you got to get past the traffic and the cost of living, right? Other than that, it was a phenomenal place to live. Prior to that, I was at a company called Dickies, work clothes company down in Fort Worth, Texas. A little over a decade, about 12 years. I had a great experience there. I've been very fortunate in my career to have worked for some phenomenal companies and that have seen a ton of growth. Born and raised in a little town about 7 hours from here in Dalhart, Texas, where my family has been for decades. And grew up there, went to school in North Texas, small university similar to ESU, West Texas State University at the time, now West Texas A&M. That's a little bit about me.
Well, and you got a family here now?
I do. Yeah, my wife of 32 years.
Wow,
this
good.
Year is here with me, as well as our youngest daughter, Wren. She has most recently started work at Radius. She is an aspiring chef. So she'll start culinary school this fall at Flint Hills Technical College. So super excited about that. And then my mother-in-law moved with us as well from Seattle. She had been living with us the last few years. She ended up buying a house here in Emporia when we moved last year. So we ended up buying two homes here in Emporia.
Well, yeah, you're a recruiter too. That's good.
Absolutely.
Getting family down here. Well, it's good to have you here. And welcome once again to not only Emporia, but to KVOE. I know it's good we reach out, and David's going to be keeping us up to date on all things Dynamic Discs and the House of Discs. Before we want to talk a little bit about Dynamic Discs here when you're here this morning, about what's going on up at your location here in town. But obviously we're on the doorstep of a big event. Anytime we talk about Disc Golf World Championships, we've been there, done that here. And Emporia is a great host, and we like to call this kind of the world disc golf world capital here,
right,
David?
Right.
And we're very proud of Dynamic Disc and all the disc golf activities that happen here. And anytime we have a world championship, that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is, for sure. Yeah, we should start to see disc golfers start to arrive probably the latter part of this week or the next few days, actually. I think some of them are already in town. will really start to get into play starting as early as this Saturday. But really, the tournament, the Masters World Championship, kicks off this coming Tuesday. We'll have just under 900 players, 18 different countries, I think all 50 states at this point. So this is truly a world championship.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you'll see disc golfers. What is this, both amateur and professional as far as the Masters?
It is. Okay. It is. And when we call it Masters, and this is, again, being new to disc golf myself, but when we call it Masters, it's 40 years and older, and they're in tiers of 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds. We have a number of 80-year-old-plus players this year, both male and female. So there'll be tiers based on age group, and then there'll be both male and female, and then there'll be professionals and amateurs across the board.
So will there be many more than one than world championship handed down here? I mean, as far as
this year?
Yeah.
This is just the only world championship that we'll be hosting.
But as far as like 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds,
yes,
are there different?
There'll be a world champion for each age group.
Okay,
absolutely.
Got it.
Yeah, both male and female.
I didn't know if there was like a 40-plus overall.
I don't believe
tier
so.
That
I think it's
that?
Yeah. It's all by age group, because we'll end up the following Saturday on the 15th. We'll end up at Champions Landing with the final group that have won their tiers over the course of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, during play.
Well, very interesting. And a number of courses will be in play. I know that our local Eric McCabe's going to be participating, isn't he?
He is,
former world champion.
Former world champion, coach of ESU.
Yeah.
Eric is just a phenomenal individual. We've got a few, both Dynamic Disc and House of Disc employees that are going to be playing over the course of the week. But yeah, 7 different courses, both here in Emporia, Champions Landing, Jones East and Jones West, Opie Lake, Peter Pan Park, Kansas View out in Council Grove, Swope Park in Cottonwood Falls. But we'll be using the courses, so to speak, this coming week.
So David Heinigan, House of Disc General Manager and the CEO of Dynamic Disc, is with us on our on-air chat program here this morning. You mentioned you didn't have a lot of experience with disc golf prior to coming here then, huh?
I did not. I got asked that a lot in the beginning, like, why did we hire a CEO that has no disc golf experience? I have the great fortune of having run and worked for a lot of great businesses. And the companies, the private equity companies, venture capital companies that have brought Dynamic Disc, were looking for somebody to come in and really take it to a point that beyond what Jeremy Resko, the founder, had done in the 15, almost 19 years since he founded Dynamic Disc, but really take it to the next level, bring in that business acumen, if you will. And I think I've been able to, with the great team that was already in place here, and I truly, having worked with a lot of great business teams and organizations in my career, the team here I would put as first class. It's really truly second to none in the industry. But did not play disc golf prior to joining the organization. And in almost the year that I've been here, it's probably one of the coolest things I've ever done. It all comes down, at the end of the day, it all comes down to people and the family that you're working with. I've been very fortunate in my career to have worked with a number of great organizations, but there's no great brand or great company anywhere in the world that doesn't start with great people. Secondary to that is great product. You got to have a great product, and I think our product is pretty darn good.
Yeah, indeed. And what about the popularity of disc golf? It still seems to be moving up, doesn't it?
Still growing, absolutely. 1,500 new courses, just over 1,500 new courses went in the ground somewhere last year over the course of the year. So you do the math, that's about 3.5 new courses per day going in the ground, baskets going in the ground somewhere around the world. So it is absolutely still growing.
Well, yeah, you look at the professional disc golf tour, and the amount of great tracks out there in different communities that you mentioned are popping up all over the place. And the participation just seems to be exploding too.
Absolutely. And again, I think a lot of that has to do with people wanting to get into the sport. I've started to play, obviously. I'm not obligated, but I felt kind of obligated to go out and start playing disc golf. I don't play as much as I'd like. But anybody can play this sport. I mean, from a four-year-old to, like I said, we've got 80-plus-year-old individuals playing in the tournament next week. And if you can throw a disc basically a frisbee, a round device, any length of duration over nine baskets or 18 baskets. You're playing disc golf. It's an inexpensive sport to get into, probably lowest cost of sport to get into of any sport, and probably one of the easiest to pick up fairly quickly.
Well, yeah, you mentioned inexpensive. I mean, to get a starter set, not too much to get started here, is it?
$25.
Yeah.
We can get you a putter, a mid-range, and a driver, very much like ball golf, which I did play in high school. But very much like ball golf, the nomenclature is very similar to it. But, yeah, you can get a set of disc, which is really a driver, a mid-range, and a putter for $25 at retail.
Well, yeah, and then you've got the courses. You can just, like Peter Pan Park or Hammond Park, pull up and play, right?
Absolutely. 98% of the courses across the United States are free. You can just walk on and start throwing discs at baskets. Well, absolutely.
And you see the popularity, obviously, here in town, too, of a lot of people participating, because we have a ton of great courses in town here. I mean,
oh, for sure. And, Champions Landing is a world champion. I mean, literally a world champion course. But then with Jones East, Jones West, and all the other courses that you've got in and around not only Emporia but Lyon County and then Kansas as a whole, Kansas City is a major hub for disc golf. I've been up there a couple times and had an opportunity to play some disc golf up there as well. And the team up there, we've got a number of retail stores.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a DD store there, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. Okay. We've got a couple, one that we own there in Kansas City, Kansas, and then another partner store that we've got in Kansas City, Missouri, about 15 minutes away.
Yeah, business is good, Dynamic Discs, and we'll get into the manufacturing part of this and how that all work and how Dynamic Discs is currently structured here. But we want to talk more about the PDGA Masters Disc Golf 2024 World Championships that begin in earnest on June 11th. But the disc golfers are already getting into town, and there will be some activities beginning here this weekend. So we'll be back and talk more with David Hine right after this on the On Air Chats, KVOE Live and Local.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Win three large Gambino pizzas in the At Work Network. Register today at kvoe.com/at work. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live, win free pizza and local.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. And time now for a look at headlines from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, and a look at all the latest local headlines. Here is Tegan Trahoon.
Thank you, Sean, and good morning once again, everyone. Early to mid-evening storms didn't linger for long yesterday, but certainly left an impact in parts of the KVOE listening area, including in Emporia, where a lightning strike downed a tree in the 1,000 block of Lawrence Street. The tree did land on a parked vehicle, causing some damage, but thankfully no injuries were reported. We have more reports from last night's storm activity available online at KVOE.com. A statewide silver alert continues for a missing Wichita man. 84-year-old Furman Yaskis was last seen leaving his residence at 4 p.m. yesterday and is believed to be driving a silver 2003 Chrysler Town & Country with a license plate number 383NVZ. Yaskis is 5'5" tall, 160 pounds, with silver hair and brown eyes. If you have any information on his whereabouts, please contact the Wichita Police Department at 316-268-4200. Lyon County Commissioners have several requests, including three budget appropriations, to consider during their regular action meeting tomorrow, which will follow a study session, which is currently underway inside of the Lyon County Courthouse Commission chambers today. Additional details on these stories and many more can be found by visiting the news page online at KVOE.com. Once again, with your check of headlines here inside the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon on 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com, live and local.
Thank you, Tegan. Currently, light northwest breeze, sunny skies, 73 degrees at KVOE, live and local.
Hmm.
And welcome back to the on-air chat. Ron Thomas hosting here this morning, and we're very pleased to be joined this week by David Hine. He is the House of Disc General Manager, North America, and Dynamic Disc Incorporated CEO. David joins us as we're on the doorstep of the PDGA Masters Disc Golf 2024 World Championships that activities begin this weekend, but I guess officially June 11th through the 15th. And as David alluded to before the break, when we first started talking about the World Championships, with just under 900 will be in town, 900 participants.
900 participants plus family members, yeah, friends, so I would venture to guess probably a few thousand.
Indeed. Yeah. So another big weekend and another positive event that will be brightly shone upon as far as economic impact here for the city of Emporia and surrounding areas. So it's great to have these World Championships here. And boy, that's a lot of golfers, and you mentioned the Masters, categories of 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 plus, and that's a lot of events to take keep track of, David.
It is, for sure. Of course, across seven courses, 900, give or take, players, and then coordinating everything, obviously, the Emporia Main Street, City of Emporia, Chamber of Commerce, great partners in putting these, putting all these plans together. And, you know, I definitely want to call out all the sponsors, local sponsors we have as well over the course of the week.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, the tiers, you know, 40, 50, 60, but both amateur and then professional, because they're different, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, again, amateurs, you've got to have a PDGA rating to be able to play, but you can go out and play, you know, at a level that's competitive with what you're used to, for sure.
So, and you mentioned we should have some activities beginning this weekend. What does that start with?
So, Saturday on June 8th, we've got the amateur divisional doubles at Peter Pan Park, and then professional divisional doubles at Jones Park. So we'll have players out there already playing on starting on Saturday morning. Sunday on June the 9th, we've got field events at Campus Woods. So a lot of events going on over there as well. And then really we start to those players that haven't come into town by that point, which they should be arriving pretty much across the board, because on Monday, June 10th, we've got the player check-in at the Granada Theater. Okay. From 9 to 5 o'clock. And then we'll have the opening ceremonies, the flag ceremony at 6 o'clock at the Granada. And that is and I have not been part of one of these events since I've been with the company, but I understand the opening ceremonies at the Granada, the flag ceremony that we're going to do, again, 18 countries in all 50 states, is truly an event to behold, because we'll have a lot of our employees down there representing Dynamic Disc. We've actually got a number of our House of Disc management team coming into town from Europe. Okay. Next week as well. So my boss will be there as well. And we're really excited to be part of the, not only the PDGA, but obviously being the host of the World Championships next week.
PDGA obviously will be represented here, because
for sure. They started arriving in town, I think, today, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So good to have those folks in town. So what, again, is the time of the opening ceremony?
So opening ceremonies at the Granada at 6 p.m. on Monday, the June the 10th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Public invited to that?
It's going to be a packed house.
Yeah, I bet.
If you wander in, you're probably going to be welcome, but probably just for players, players only, because, again, we're going to have close to 900 players.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I think their Granada holds a little over 800.
So you're right there.
Probably be elbow to elbow. So, and then Tuesday, we'll have a couple other things going on. We've got a warehouse sale going on Monday afternoon at the Dynamic Disc headquarters, and that is open to the public. So we'll have the players have the opportunity. They'll all get a player pack. There's a really, really great gift package, with a number of discs that they get in the player pack. They have the opportunity on Monday and Tuesday to stamp their own disc.
Okay.
So we have what are called hot stamp machines, and they can actually put the world champion stamp on a blank disc. They'll get the chance to use those machines and do that. At the same time, from 10 until 3 on Monday, we'll have a warehouse sale at our headquarters that they'll have the ability to buy product that we're going to offer to them, and that is open to the public. So you can come out to Dynamic Disc headquarters 10 to 3 on Monday, and we'll have that warehouse sale open to everybody.
All right, and there's a lot to choose from out there, too.
There is. A lot of discs and bags and all sorts of other products that that we sell for disc golf.
You stay busy shipping product, don't you?
Yeah. This is, again, one of the cool things is, you know, if you've not been in our offices here at Dynamic Disc, we do tours. You can sign up on our website and come out and take a tour. Our team takes tours through the warehouses pretty much on a pretty regular basis. We have people from out of town. We have locals come through. But it is truly an amazing place because you've got, let's call it, hundreds of thousands of discs in one location and a lot of color. There's a lot of color to a lot of discs.
So I would assume, David, that this is all hands on deck with events like this coming to town?
It is for sure.
Your group?
It is for sure. Jackie Morris, who is basically in this case going to be our tournament director. Jackie does a phenomenal job with the local partners and sponsors as well as with the PDGA. She's kind of leading the charge. But we'll have a number of individuals that will be volunteers participating in the events. Like I said earlier, a few of our employees actually playing in the event as well.
All right, and June 11th through the 15th. So June 11th basically is go date then, as far as the World Championships themselves.
Yep, play starts pretty much across the board at all seven parks on the 11th. We've got a welcome party on Tuesday evening from 6 to 10 p.m. Across from our pro shop downtown at 901 Green Space. That is open to the public.
Okay,
it's going to be in an open air environment, so that'll be a welcome party for all the players. So that's Tuesday. Wednesday is the second round. We've got continual tours going on at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at our headquarters. Then we start on Thursday, the third round as well, and then leading into Friday. Lots going on Friday. We've got the Vendor Village on 4th and Commercial. We've got a couple blocks from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday. That'll be on 4th and Commercial downtown. And then we've got the Bars and Pars pub crawl from 5 to 11 p.m. on Friday night, the 14th. And again, thank you to all the sponsors. There's going to be a lot of things going on downtown on Friday. The semifinals and the final rounds then wrap up on Saturday the 15th.
And the finals will be out at Champions Landing then?
Correct.
Correct?
Yeah,
okay.
That's where we'll wrap up everything for the week. Last play, really, the fourth round, wraps up at the other parks on Friday, and then everything wraps up on Saturday with the championships at Champions Landing.
All right. Is there a specific start time that things get going on a daily basis next week then, David?
Everything basically, tee-off times generally will start around at every park around 8 o'clock. And play throughout the day, ending probably around 3 to 4 o'clock, depending on how play is progressing.
All right. Well, with an event of this magnitude, you mentioned it takes a lot of people to pull this off. Are you still looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. You can never have enough volunteers. So if you're if you're willing and able to volunteer, just email us. Jackie@dynamicdisc.com is the best point of contact. She'll get you in the place you want to go to. What's really neat about the PDGA event, different than the DGPT event, the Dynamic Disc Open, spectating is free.
Okay.
So over the course, every one of the seven courses, you can come out for free and spectate, whether it's Champions Landing or Jones. It is, all the events are open to the public, and it is free to come out and watch the events.
Well, of course, we've seen the top tier professionals roll on through here with the Dynamic Disc Open. Incredible to watch them. But you look at the Masters, pros and amateurs. Quite a bit of talent will be on display, won't there?
Absolutely. I mean, the word professional truly holds true with these individuals coming into town over the course of the week. So you will see similar talent coming in just in different age groups, as a matter of fact. So, you'll see some really, really phenomenal disc golf being played next week.
So you mentioned the activities downtown as far as the pub crawls. Is there a sign up for that? Is there a...
Go online. Emporia Main Street had a post about it as well. The pub crawl is taking place pretty much up and down Main Street. We've got, I think I counted, eight different pubs participating.
Sounds about right.
There's ties to that. So there will be a lot going on Friday night.
And again, courses not only here in town with Jones East and West, Peter Pan and Champions Landing, but also Council Grove, Cottonwood Falls, Olpe. So you needed this many courses to pull this off then, right?
It's hard to fit 900 people onto a couple places, right? You figure there's going to be four people in each foursome, right? Go figure.
Sure.
But then you start adding up, then you divide that into 900. There is probably an average 150 to give or take 100 to 150 players at each course every day. So it is a lot of people.
A lot of people. And again, nice courses too in Council Grove, Cottonwood Falls, and in Olpe as well. So activities will be not only in Emporia, but all over the place for the PDGA Masters Disc Golf 2024 World Championships right here in the, I should say, the Emporia area, happening for just a little over a week. And we're joined by David Hine this morning on our on-air chat, the House of Discs General Manager and also the CEO of Dynamic Discs Incorporated. This is the on-air chat. Stay tuned. We're back with more right after this.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendoe, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. KBUE reminds you to head out and take in the PDGA's Master Disc Golf World Championships June 11th through June 15th in Emporia. Whether you take in the action at Jones Park, Champions Landing, or even Peter Pan Park, find an area course and watch some great disc golf. For more info, go to visitemporia.com.
KBOE live and local, and time now for a look at sports headlines, being brought to you by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Call 620-342-2613 when your car needs help. You don't have to go where anyone tells you, go where you want. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need, here is Blake Griffiths.
Well, in a matchup of the top two teams in the American League Central, the Royals could not hold on to a 5-0 lead. Cleveland with 8 unanswered, and they come back on the boys in blue last night, 8-5. Hunter Renfro started the Royal offense with a solo homer before the first of two. Bobby Witt Jr., 2-run homers, but Cleveland scored 3 runs late on a Witt throwing error to take the lead. Witt finished with 4 RBIs. Same two teams tonight at 5:40 p.m. for the first pitch. We'll join that at first pitch on KVOE. 3 area softball players receiving All-State honors from the Kansas Softball Coaches Association this week. In Class 2-1A, Merdecine Valley's Akira Traver is a first-team selection. Lebo's Sage Hadley made the second team. And in Class 3A, Osage City's Gracie Smith, a second-team selection. Oklahoma softball needed an extra inning, but the number 2 Sooners sneaked by number 4 Florida 6-5 in 8 innings to advance to the Women's College World Series Finals. A Jada Coleman solo shot on the 4th pitch of the bottom of the 8th ended it. Number 2 OU versus number 1 Texas in the Red River Shootout for the Women's College World Series title. The best of 3 series begins tonight with Game 1 at 8 p.m. And the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field National Championships getting underway today in Eugene, Oregon. 10 Jayhawks and 7 Wildcats, along with 3 Shockers, will be participating in Oregon today. And it's going to be a busy rest of the week at the French Open for Coco Gauff. Gauff winning today to put herself into the semifinals of the women's doubles at the French Open. She's already in the semifinals of the women's singles, taking on Swiatek tomorrow, the number 1 overall seed. Novak Djokovic had to withdraw from the event after his 5-set win in the 4th round due to knee pain. That's sports. From the KVOE Sports Desk, I'm Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Blake. Sports headlines brought to you today by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive at 708 Lantern Lane. Information available in the Yellow Book and on the web at thurstonsplusautobody.com.
We are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on a Wednesday morning. This is the on-air chat. Ron Thomas hosting, brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by David Hine. David is the CEO of Dynamic Discs Incorporated, and the general manager, North American's House of Discs. And David, it's good to have you here. Thanks again for coming in.
No, great to be here, Ron. Very excited.
Yeah, learned a lot about Dynamic Discs and also the PDGA Masters that's going to be taking place here. Activities really starting Saturday, but in earnest next week with the check-in at the Granada, the opening ceremonies, and then activity not only here in Emporia, but Council Grove, Cottonwood Falls, and Olpe as well. Well, you've got a lot going on. You mentioned the warehouse and what you do. How many people are employed right now locally here, David, with Dynamic Discs?
Right now we're just under 70 people out at the warehouse and actively hiring, always looking for great people. I'll put that out there.
Sure.
But 70, just under 70 people, 70 really talented, energetic. So I want to say about 75% of our staff are active disc golfers. So it takes a passion to not only want to work in a warehouse environment, but it takes a passion to then be involved in the sport itself. And there's always a lot of excitement. I think we've got one of the coolest facilities to work at anywhere around.
So for people that don't know, where exactly are you located?
So we're out at 840 Overlander Road here in Emporia.
Okay.
In what was, I believe, what I've been told is the Detroit Diesel warehouse previously. We renovated it a few years ago, really rebuilt the lobby. We rent out our lobby to local businesses. It's a genuinely really nice lobby that we host a lot of events at over the course of the year. But we're based out on Overlander Road.
Now, you're involved, obviously, you know, in the disc golf and the disc world, and not only discs, but bags and shoes and everything, I assume, huh, that you have a hand in?
If it has to do with disc golf, we probably make it, right? Whether it's disc, baskets, bags, apparel, absolutely. You can get it from House of Disc or Dynamic Disc, either one.
So you too do sponsor some professional disc golfers, do you not? How exactly does that work, and how many do you have like on the DD team out there on the road and
sure.
professional aspects of
things? House of Disc is made up of 7 different brands currently, Dynamic Disc being one of them. I would say conservatively right now, what we would call title sponsors that they're at. We're actively engaged with them contractually. We're probably just under 400 globally.
Oh, wow.
Across House of Disc. When you look at Dynamic Disc, we're probably just close to about around 100 of those. Under 400 are Dynamic Disc sponsored. And that ranges from what I would call a tier one player like Ricky Wysocki, who's a multi-world champion does a phenomenal job out there day in and day out. He is a true professional in the sport, to Matt Oram, to both males and females on both sides of the front. And then the other brands from that the House of Disc owns, we've got a number of European players as well. We've got a player down in New Zealand across the House of Disc as well. So it is a very broad spectrum of what I would consider truly intermediate players to truly advanced and the high-level professional players.
So do you seek out your sponsorships as far as Dynamic Disc goes here locally then? I mean, who you want to sponsor? How does that work?
It works both ways. I think a lot of these players on the high end, again, the high end of the spectrum, the players making more than over $500,000 a year, they have managers, right, that are seeking out. They are seeking out brands to sponsor them. And it works the other way, too. We're always looking for the great talent, the best talent that we've got. So we're seeking, those top-tier players that you want to have because they resonate and people want to aspire to be them. You know, I think of Ricky. When I'm with Ricky and we're working together or we're at an event together, I view him as the Tiger Woods of disc golf, right? People are aspiring to be him. They want to play like him. They want to see what he's throwing and being really good at. But we've got a lot of what I would consider mid-tier players that are aspiring to be better, that want to get into the truly professional level. And our age ranges, we've got 8-year-old sponsored players up to 8 years old,
wow,
believe it or not. To 50, 60-year-old sponsored players that are still active in the sport day in and day out. They're not necessarily playing 20-plus professional events every year, but they're actively playing the sport and getting into the outdoors.
That's a lot to keep track of.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is. Again, I every great leader has people around him or her that are always going to be better at anything they do than I ever could be. And fortunately, here at the team with Dynamic Disc and the House of Disc, we've got that in place.
So what happens up at the warehouse here? You guys see you got 70-plus employees, so what exactly takes place at the Dynamic Disc warehouse here?
Sure. We are the North American distribution point for all of the House of Disc brands. So this here in Emporia, which again, this golf capital of the world, we are the North American headquarters. So we have our factory that we own over in northern Sweden. They make the disc. They ship them. They have a warehouse there as well. So they ship all of Europe and Asia from that warehouse in Sweden. But from a North American standpoint, we ship Canada and the United States out of everything related to disc golf out of the warehouse here in Emporia. So we're receiving, you know, tens of thousands of discs literally every month, and we're shipping out tens of thousands of discs every month, and bags and baskets. So the team here is basically a shipping and receiving. We're managing brand marketing here as well.
Yeah.
We're managing all the things related to social media. So this is again the North American headquarters for House of Disc.
So you got all brands of discs, you know, owned by the House of Disc, then coming through then, right?
We do. Yeah, seven different brands, right? So you got, of course, Dynamic Disc. We've got Latitude 64, Westside Disc, Discmania, Handeye, Castoplast, Huck Lab. We also, House of Disc also owns a brand, a company called Spinoff Games. So we have a app called Disc Golf Valley. It's a disc golf game on the Apple Store and Google Store. We also design courses. So we do course design. Eric McCabe, who you mentioned earlier, based here in Emporia, world champion. He and Avery Jenkins, who helps with and runs kind of the disc golf park, are two of the preeminent course designers in the world. They work for House of Disc. They basically work in and around the team here to design more courses. Again, the goal being, the highlights being to get more baskets in the ground and get more players into the sport.
They certainly do that.
For sure.
Eric is certainly acclaimed and has been all over the world, you know, designing disc golf courses. And I think you touched on, too, he is the Emporia State University head disc golf coach.
He is. He is. Absolutely. Eric is a phenomenal individual, really great at what he does, not only from a disc golf player, but course design and being the head coach of ESU. He does a phenomenal job.
So as far as the distribution aspect of what you do at DD, David, do you ship more to, stores or individuals that can shop? I'm sure on your website too, right?
Absolutely. So we have direct-to-consumer, our websites. We also have an operation in Wellington, Colorado with the Discmania direct-to-consumer operation. That's where Discmania is based out of. We have their website shipping out of that warehouse, smaller warehouse, obviously, but they ship out of that warehouse. But we've got our e-commerce shipping out of this warehouse. We ship to probably right around a couple thousand disc golf retailers, really okay. Hardcore disc golf retailers, 250 to 300 of those. And then we ship to Academy, Sports and Outdoors. We ship to Walmart. We ship to a number of retailers, Dunham's, Shields, retailers around the United States and up into Canada as well. We're just in the process of rolling out. Our goal is to expand disc golf beyond the niche, right? Get more people outdoor, get more people active in the sport. And in doing so, you need to be able to access the product in more places.
Yeah.
We're rolling out a pretty sizable Walmart program over the course of the next few months in a number of hundreds of Walmart stores around the United States. We'll be carrying disc golf for the first time ever. And to have the ability to work with the largest retailer in the world and them get into the sport and see the opportunity to get into the sport and give these end users the ability to access the product is truly a fantastic opportunity. And that product will be shipping out of Emporia.
You going to have enough room? When are you going to run out of room out there?
That's always a question. It's all about balancing the amount of inventory you have with the sales that you've got. I think we're in a good place right now. We've got, you know, right at 80,000 square feet in the facility we're in now. If Jeremy was here, our founder, who I work with and speak with obviously frequently, he'd say, you know, we probably can never have enough room, but we're in a good place right now. We're in a good place.
Well, and, you know, we've had Jeremy, you know, on the air a lot, and, you know, since the inception of Dynamic Disc, and we've been fortunate enough to have him in and follow the growth of the company that's been quite dynamic, so to speak, over the, you know, the last more than handful of years. And he has touched on the possibility of maybe some manufacturing coming maybe to here. Is that still something that is talked about, David?
Sure. I think it's always part of a conversation. I think knowing, and as I mentioned earlier, we own the factory in Sweden. And as such, we are at the point now, I truly believe, and I could think we could put numbers to paper, that we're probably the largest manufacturer of discs in the world at this point, with the seven brands under the umbrella of House of Disc. At that level, and as the sport continues to grow, capacity reaches a point that we are at max capacity. We have not reached that point yet because we have always aspired to be able to do more when the business starts to grow, like the business we've got with Walmart and other large retailers. But always a conversation respective to U.S. manufacturing.
So are you still seeing good growth in disc golf?
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, you know, 1,500 plus courses went in the ground around the world last year. That, you know, when you do that math, that's 3.5 new courses every day going into the ground somewhere around the world. And these cities, municipalities, states, parks, national parks, state parks, they're not putting baskets in the ground because they look good, although I think they look great. But they're putting them in the ground because they've got people that want to play disc golf. And I think that's what we're going to continue to see. That pace really has not slowed in the last few years. There was definitely a spike during COVID.
I was going to ask you about that.
Everybody got outdoor wanting to do everything. You were working from home. You were probably spending more time outside than you ever had in your life. That peak, that spike has definitely started to level off as people have started to go back into work, started to go back in the office. But I think what we continue to see is, again, the growth of the sport from a beginner standpoint continues to absolutely be there.
So what are your peak demographics in disc golf right now? Is there a specific demographic that is really big?
You know, if you had to put a number to it, I would definitely say the male ages 25 to 35 would probably be the core target from a brand and product standpoint. We are absolutely looking to grow the sport with more females. Females make up about 10, give or take 10% of the sport right now. I think it should be closer to 40 or 50. There's no reason we shouldn't have more females playing the sport. But again, like many outdoor sports, you know, growing one demographic is sometimes more challenging than others. But again, like I mentioned earlier, I think from an age demographic, we've got young children, when I say young, 6 to 8 year olds playing, and then we've got 80 year old plus playing pretty consistently.
Boy, when you mentioned about the females, boy, if you ever watch them play, there's some sensational female disc golfers out there.
For sure. And we're very fortunate on our Latitude 64 team to have the world champion, the best female player in the world right now, Kristen Tatar. She is truly something to watch when she's playing disc golf.
Well, it seems like, you know, and we've had a number of the female disc golfers in our studio here when we've had world championships here or the Dynamic Disc Open. We have a number that visit our studios here, and they really seem to be really positive ambassadors for the game, too. Really quality people.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the earlier questions you asked me is, you know, what are you looking for when you're looking for team players and ambassadors on the team? That's absolutely what you want, right? People that are going to get out there and talk up the sport, talk up what they do, and then really educate people on the sport, physically train them. I mean, a lot of our ambassadors and team players are actually going to tournaments and putting on clinics. Jackie does a number of them here in Emporia as well.
Yeah, and I know that when Dynamic Disc, you're involved heavily in a lot of community activities. Is that important to you here in Emporia?
Absolutely. One of the things that when we moved here, having growing up in a small town, I think it is extremely important that every business really be integrated in the community. Whether that would be in our case with Main Street, with the Chamber of Commerce, with the local radio station, whatever the case may be, we should be intricately involved in everything that happens in this community. And I am a staunch advocate for doing all we can to help and support this community. That's not only hiring people and providing a good place to work. But that's also being part of what goes on in the community. We were talking earlier about the Unbound Gravel event. I was out there most of the day Saturday, and I was truly amazed at that event. But, you know, I look at those, and I know our team looks at those events, like, what are they doing that we could take and use, right? And I don't think you can do that without being involved in the community and knowing how those things are working and who's working those jobs.
Yeah, we notice Dynamic Disc is involved in a lot of fundraisers, helping out with disc golf tournaments as fundraisers here locally for schools and nonprofit organizations that are happening. And you always have personnel there to make things go smoothly and do a little training, disc golf training for people too.
Absolutely. I think one of the other things that I think really factors into Emporia is the founding city of Veterans Day, which again was a check the box for me. I am not a veteran. I have family members who are veterans. I have a number of friends who are veterans, like many of us do. We just launched our brigade team a few months ago, and it is active duty, retired, reserve, military, that is now, we have a disc golf team called the Brigade Team, about 25 individuals that are part of our organization from an ambassador and team player standpoint.
That's awesome. You know, the founding city of Veterans Day right here in Dynamic Disc, as many of you know, very involved in our Freedom Fest activities that happen around Veterans Day in November each and every year down at the All Veterans Memorial. And that's the only time during the year that the Eric McCabe design course down at the park, Soden's Grove Park, opens up every year.
Right. Basket. I hear baskets go in, and we play, and baskets come down.
It's a fun event.
Yeah.
Well, you're busy out at the warehouse here in town, and so you're hiring?
We are. We're always hiring great people. I get asked that question a lot. Are you hiring? And my answer is we're always hiring great people. I may not have a position right here and right now for you, but we're always looking for great people. And again, very fortunate that the team here, the individuals here, the group that we've got on, and not only in the warehouse floor, but the leadership team as well, is really a truly, truly phenomenal team.
Well, it's an amazing facility, doing great work, and we're very fortunate here at Emporia to have Dynamic Discs and the House of Discs located right here, with the great staff that you have doing wonderful things, and things are only going to get bigger and better, it sounds like, David. So good to finally have you in here.
Thank you very much. It's been a true pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Enjoyed talking to you. And folks, don't forget the PDGA Masters Disc Golf 2024 World Championships June 11th through the 15th. And David, again, volunteer opportunities. If people would like to help, what can they do?
Email jackie@dynamicdiscs.com. We would love to have you. If you can't find that, go on our website as well, dynamicdisc.com. There's links there as well. But if you email jackie@dynamicdisc.com, we'll get you set up.
David, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Hope to have you back here soon.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
Yeah, David Hine, House of Disc General Manager of the North America, and Dynamic Disc Incorporated CEO, joining us on our on-air chat program here this morning, brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction 342-5051. That is our on-air chat for this morning. Back next week with another edition here on KVOE Live and Local.
Summer sounds like this.
It's the best in the summer.
Crank the AC. KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.